This is a podcast from WOR. Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
Okay, well, let's say back to Don. Arnie is still on vacation, but I'm Don Goldberg, and I'm here with you, along with our medical co-host, Dr. Richard Podell, and we are going to continue our discussion. We're kind of talking about a key things about nutritional supplements that you should give thought to incorporating as part of your New Year's resolution for better health for the coming year. We've talked about the benefits of a basic multivitamin. We've spoken about omega-3 supplements, about CoQ10 and ubiquinol. I'm missing one, but I can't think of what it is. Anyway, we'll get back to it. And we'll continue along these lines. And as I promised, we will get to the phones. There are a couple open lines, so let me give you the number before we take the first call. 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. We welcome your call. Okay, let's get right to the phones. And Lori from Fords, New Jersey, how can we help you today?
Yes. As an older person, to prevent gallbladder, is it a good idea to stay away from almonds and chestnuts? And also, is it good to add lecithin, say a tablespoon every day, to your diet?
Okay, I missed the first part of your comment.
She's talking about gallbladder, I think.
To prevent it, as a preventive. I was listening to the other person, but preventive and on a good nutritional program. But I'm saying, is eating almonds and chestnuts a bad thing to do?
I would think it's a good thing to do. Why do I think it's a good thing to do? I think it's a good thing to do because, as we said, a vegetarian-type diet is said to be beneficial for people who are prone to gallstones. Obviously, almonds and chestnuts are vegetarian. A high-fiber diet is supposed to be good for people who are prone to gallstones, and those nuts are high in fiber. Dr. Podell, am I missing something, or is it, I think they would be part of a healthy diet?
I think that, you know, if you're talking about going high fat, yes, chestnuts and almonds are high fat. Chestnuts in particular, though, have a lot of studies seem to show that they're very health-inducing, not particularly for gallbladder. But there's various cardiovascular studies that seem to show that people who eat chestnuts and people who eat walnuts may do somewhat better. So I don't think there's any real harm to them unless you're already on a high-fat diet. And then the problem isn't the chestnuts, walnuts, almonds, or whatever, but is the highness of the fat.
Yeah, because don't forget, Lori, that a high risk factor for gallstones is being overweight, and you know the almonds and chestnuts and other nuts like that are usually thought to be healthy in that regard because even though they have a lot of oil, the oil is good. It's the healthy oils as a rule, but again, too much oil, good and bad combined, is going to be providing a lot of calories. And if weight is a problem, then you have to look at the effect, at the cumulative effect of all of those extra calories as well. But generally speaking, I would think, now again, you know, I don't pretend to be an expert on gallstones, but from what I see, I would think nuts would be part of a healthy anti-gallstone diet. You asked about lecithin or also?
Exactly. Yes, the GHO I take from your store.
GHL.
It's the best one. The lecithin, I think, by now.
Lecithin is probably not too different from other good quality lecithins. Lecithin comes in several different forms. It comes as an oil, 62% phosphatides. It comes up to 95% phosphatides in the granule form. These phosphatides have an emulsifying action, so the theory is that they will have an effect on reducing the accumulation of cholesterol in the body and therefore are good for this. You can also get phosphatidylcholine supplements and things of that sort that would be beneficial as well. I don't know how much research there really is, if there is any actual research that shows that a lecithin supplementation actually prevents gallstones, but the theory makes sense. Okay?
About how much should you take a day? Tablespoon?
Of the oil?
Of the lecithin.
Of the oil?
Well, I take the granules.
Oh, okay. The granules. If you could probably take a dose twice a day, that would be good.
Meal?
Okay.
Before a meal?
I think most people take it with the meal.
Oh, with the meal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It shouldn't matter.
Right.
Whatever you find, yes. You know, whatever you find tolerable.
Yes. Thank you so much for all your help. And your store has been wonderful.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Let's move on to Lynn from Queens. Welcome to the World of the Window, Lynn. How can we help you today?
Yes. Good afternoon. I have just completed a 10-day course of Cipro. And I'm wondering what would the recommendation be for the fastest acting probiotic to repopulate the good bacteria?
Well, it's a good question. Obviously, there are many, many choices of probiotics on the market, and it can be confusing as to which one you want to take. I will give you some guidelines. I'm not going to single out one particular product. I'll give you some choices. In my opinion, I prefer, especially in a case such as yours, I prefer utilizing a probiotic supplement contains a mixture of different strains of probiotic because you don't really have any basis for choosing one strain or another. Why not let the experts decide that 6, 8, 9 particular strains would be good for repopulating your bowels with the good guys, okay? So I would go for a mixture. I would look for a product that has a high potency of the probiotics strains. This is important because these probiotic bacteria are sensitive and easily killed, and you want to make sure that when you take them by mouth that a decent percentage of what you start with survives while passing through your gut, getting to your lower bowel, which is where you want it to go. So you want to start with a high potency product. And I like to look for those products that are guaranteed a potency through expiration date. I just think that kind of gives you one additional level of a comfort that you're dealing with a high-quality product. Okay. Usually that will mean either a product that is refrigerated or one that is stable on the shelf until you first open it, at which point it should then be refrigerated. Now, okay, having given you some general...
Some specifics, yes.
I'm sorry, what?
Please some specifics, because there are just so many choices out there.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about some specific choices. There is a product from Solgar called Advanced Acidophilus capsules. There is a product from Jarrow Formulas that I like. It's called Jarrodophilus EPS. And there is a product from Nature's Way called Primadophilus. Those are three good quality brands. Any one of the high quality brands that we have that we talk about, you can be comfortable with. But any one of the three I just mentioned, Solgar, Jarrow, Nature's Way, there are others too. I don't mean to leave anybody out, but I don't want to confuse you by mentioning too many. Okay.
Well, should it be taken on an empty stomach or with a meal?
All right. Good question. We discussed that in detail a few weeks ago. There is a certain amount of controversy about that. I think most experts now recommend taking it with food. I personally also suggest that you ignore the instructions. It might say one a day. When you're using it for a specific therapeutic purpose, as you are, because you just went through a regimen of antibiotics, I would take one capsule with breakfast, and I would take one capsule with dinner. Okay.
Cipro remains in the system for a couple of months?
No, not a couple of months.
In other words, the...
But that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. You want to start taking... You could have actually started taking the probiotics a little bit earlier than waiting until you're all done with the Cipro. But start taking it now. Go through at least, if you just go through one package or one bottle of the probiotics, that might be enough for the moment. Some people, as a matter of routine, go through a bottle of probiotics every other month or so, and that might be something we can talk about as one of the New Year's resolutions, Dr. Podell, whether or not going through one bottle of probiotics maybe every 3 months or something, regardless of whether you're experiencing difficulties, might be a good thing to do. We'll talk about that later on. Okay, Lynn, how does that answer your questions?
Yes. My doctor had recommended something called Align, but it only has one bacteria, and it has titanium dioxide is one of the ingredients.
What's wrong with the titanium dioxide?
Well, isn't that rather suspicious?
Not to me. Why would it be suspicious? Because it has a chemical sounding name?
Titanium.
Titanium dioxide is found in nature. It's found in your foods and everything. It's inert. The amount, when you look at a label of a food or a nutritional supplement, the ingredients on that label are supposed to be listed in the order of decreasing predominance by weight. In other words, the things that are in there in the highest quantities are at the beginning of the list, and the things that are in there at the smallest quantities are at the bottom of the list. The titanium dioxide is usually included in a nutritional supplement or a drug because it gives a white or opaque color to the outside of the tablet or the capsule. It's present in a very, very small amount. It's inert. It is natural, even though it sounds like a chemical. It's natural, and I don't know why people are so afraid when they see the term titanium dioxide. Just cause it has the sound of something a chemical doesn't mean that it is. I would not worry about titanium dioxide if I was you. Yeah.
Is there any point to combining, let's say, his recommendation with the one of yours?
Well, you can take more than one probiotic if you would like. The Alive products, there's nothing wrong with that. I think that's...
This is a Align, I think.
Oh, Align.
Yeah, this is a single bacteria that's been getting pushed in the medical community, as is the Culturelle, and that's also a single bacteria. They have decent research studies behind them that they do something. I don't think there's any reason to think that they're better than other brands that you're going to find, but they're only single organisms, and I think the current trend is to want to use multiple organisms, and these are the ones like the Primodophilus and yeah. some of the others that Don was talking about.
Well, Lynn, you know, what you could do, if you wanted to do both, then I would suggest you take one of the things I mentioned, the multicultural thing, maybe in the morning, and take the Align in the evening or something if you wanted to. That would, there's no reason why you couldn't do that, or you could combine them.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks for that call. Okay, that brings us, we're a few minutes actually late to take our next break, so let's get to that real quick. Let me give you the phone number, 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutrition, what you should be doing for the coming year to improve your nutritional regimen, we'll discuss that, answer that question for you. 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back in a moment. Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow Formulas. It contains a clinically documented human origin probiotic strain, Lactobacillus planetarum 299V. So? Well, this particular strain resists stomach acid and bile salts and has been shown to be very effective in colonization of human intestinal mucosa. In fact, it's the strain used in human clinical studies for intestinal health and function. Each capsule contains a minimum of 10 billion viable cells. So, well, do you have problems with irregularity, problems with bloating, gas, intestinal discomfort? Bingo! Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow is exactly what you need. A clinically documented probiotic for just those problems. Room temperature stable, vegetarian capsules. What are you waiting for? Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow Formulas. Available at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course. Okay. The thing I want to tell you now, and like I said before, this is going to be the last time I'm going to tell you this, and the reason it's the last time is because we've been celebrating our 100-year anniversary for this entire year. This year is almost over. We're not going to be on the air next week, by the way, folks, so this will be the last time that I point out to you that it is quite a unique and special thing that Wilner Chemist has made it through 100 years. Not too many companies managed to accomplish that. So we're very proud of it. And to celebrate that, we've been offering all sorts of special anniversary deals and special events and things all throughout this year. We've been offering discounts up to 50% off. Well, if you want to take advantage of the 50% discounts in effect right now, you only have about 2 weeks to do so. Check our website, wilner.com, for the full listing of 50% deals and our regular seasonal sales that are also right now in effect. If you're not getting our quarterly catalog, by the way, and our sale flyer mailings, make sure you're on our Wilner Chemist mailing list. It's very easy. You can do it on our website, wilner.com, or by telephone, 1-800-633-1106, extension 7. Or, of course, you can do it while you're in the store. You can visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. Our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street across from City Hall. In Atlanta, Georgia, we're conveniently located right in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemist, nutritional supplement professionals. We'll get back to your calls in just a moment. Now, every day, your body deals with stress, toxins, and the effect of aging, all of which take a toll on the levels of good bacteria within your digestive tract, leading to digestive issues like gas, bloating, and occasional constipation. With new Primodophilus Optima high-potency probiotics, you can restore digestive balance. Primodophilus Optima probiotics are a natural way to help support digestion and overall health. Primodophilus Optima probiotics are available mild and potent 60, 90, and 100 billion active probiotic cultures per capsule, providing the highest levels of good bacteria available. And the targeted release capsule ensures direct release into the intestines where you need it most. Best of all, Primadophilus Optima probiotics are guaranteed potent for the entire shelf life, so you can be assured you're getting the most effective support available. Restore your digestive balance with new Primadophilus Optima high-potency probiotics exclusively from Nature's Way.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists. 1-800-633-1106.
Stevie Window!
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
This is Don Goldberg. You're listening to the Wilner Window. Here with me today is Dr. Richard Podell, our medical co-host. We will get right to the telephones. Welcome to Carol from Little Falls, New Jersey. How can we help you today?
Hi. Is there like a ratio between vitamin D and vitamin K that I should be taking if I increase my vitamin D? I have a multiple, so I take it has both in it. If I increase my vitamin D, do I have to increase my vitamin K too? Also?
I don't think so. Dr. Podell, do you think that that's...
No, I mean, nobody's actually looked at that. You need vitamin D, you need vitamin K. Now, the problem, as I understand it, is that the studies that showing that vitamin K helps prevent osteoporosis have been done at varying doses, including relatively low ones to very high ones. They all seem to work, but I don't think we have a conclusion on exactly which is the right dose. Don, the most commonly sold dose, were they 100 micrograms, something like that?
To tell you the truth, I think it's... about 65, 75, 80 micrograms per day for an adult, somewhere around this. So maybe 100 is what's used in supplements.
That's what's used. And some of the studies use those numbers. Some of the studies use much higher numbers. So we don't really know.
You see, Carol, the reason that people are now taking higher levels of vitamin D is not so much because they have discovered that the body requires more vitamin D relative to other nutrients. It's more a case of we are not getting as much vitamin D into the body, so to speak, as we thought we were. So we're increasing the level of vitamin D in our diets or our supplements or from the sun, not because we have decided or are being told that our body needs more vitamin D. It's because we have to increase the amount used to achieve the levels that we thought we were getting before, and it turns out that we're not. So it's the increased dosage of vitamin D is not related to its interaction with other nutrients. It's related to the fact that it seems more difficult for us to get that level in the body than we thought it was. And that's why we have to take higher amounts to achieve that. Did I make myself clear, or did I just confuse you?
Yes, thank you. And, of course, I'm interested for osteoporosis, you know, about both of them, too.
I mean, so another way of putting it is that we haven't come up with the research showing that, hey, it turns out we're not getting as much vitamin K into our bodies as we thought, so we need to increase the level in supplements. I don't think we really know that yet. All we do know is that a vitamin D is we know now is increasingly important for many things, including osteoporosis or prevention. And in order to get the levels that seem to be necessary to achieve these health benefits, we've got to be taking a lot more than we used to think we needed. Okay?
Very much.
Dr. Padel, does that cover it pretty well?
I think so.
Okay, that's why they pay me the big bucks over here.
And that's anyway. Why they pay me to say you're right.
Okay, let me give you folks the phone number because we're coming up on a traffic break here. 1-800-321-0710. If you'd like to have us answer your questions about nutritional supplements, please give us a call, 1-800-321-0710. Okay, time for another break. We'll be back in just a few seconds.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Hi, this is Dr. Fred Vanini. For those of you who don't know me, I'm a board-certified heart surgeon for over 40 years, maybe even more, now practicing integrative medicine for more than a decade. I have an important message about healthcare today, and that is the high cost of repair. Not everything's covered, and conventional medicine doesn't do it all. In today's environment, prevention is key. Vitamins and nutrients play a very big role, but for most people, it's still one big and expensive mix-and-match puzzle. All of these different jars and capsules to deal with. Well, now the puzzle is solved. Propax with NT Factor is the daily all-inclusive regimen that solves the puzzle and beats the cost. 5 tablets twice a day in the easy-to-carry packet, and you're protected against the effects of aging, stress, and most of all, fatigue. Proven in 7 clinical trials, Propax with NT Factor puts you ahead of your game. Solve the vitamin puzzle and beat the cost. Visit Wilner's today and ask for Propax with NT Factor. It's recommended by me, Dr. Fred Vanini, Dr. V.
Okay, now for a check on the traffic.
And as you head on out, this time around being brought to you by Town Subaru. Traveling right now over on the BQE, seeing some company by McGinnis Humboldt Street. That's going to be in both directions, but that's nothing unusual for you at this time of day. But as you travel in Manhattan, looks like we're going to have to deal with a little extra stop-and-go traffic over on the FDR Drive northbound side, heading up to 97th Street. Disabled vehicle takes out the left lane, so anticipate delays for yourself. Getting across the Hudson River, GW Bridge still appears to be in good shape for you. Once the Giant game lets out, though, you will find lots of company there. Lincoln Tunnel is going to cost you about 5 to 10 minutes heading into town, outbound side 10 as well. Holland Tunnel is going to be about a 10-minute wait. That's going to be in each direction for you also. The Town Subaru Share the Love event is going on now, and stuffed with 2012 inventory, save on the new Outback, Forester, Legacy, and everything Subaru for a limited time only. Visit townsubaru.com. Taking a quick peek out on Long Island, and we have some problems over on the Southern State Parkway. Looks like they're taken care of right around Bethpage Parkway. I'm Bill Powers. That's WOR Traffic.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great?
great if you could find a medical doctor who was expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine. Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind-body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has offices in both Summit and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone is 908-273-7770. That's 908-273-7770 or on the web at drpodell.org. drpodell.org.
WOR.
Getting enough of the omega-3 fatty acids, DHA and EPA, is essential to help keep your heart healthy. With Twin Labs Krill Essentials Omega-3 Cardio Krill Oil, getting your omega-3s has never been easier. Krill are tiny shrimp-like crustaceans that are one of the planet's richest sources of omega-3s. And because these oils closely resemble the fatty acids found in our brain, they are highly bioavailable. In addition, krill contains astaxanthin, a powerful natural antioxidant. The Twin Lab Krill Essentials Omega-3 Cardio Krill Oil is not only good for you, but the krill is eco-harvested. Each capsule contains 625 milligrams of sustainably harvested krill oil, 25% more than before. Combined with vitamins B6, B12, and folic acid to further support heart health, Twin Labs Krill Essentials Omega-3 Cardio Krill Oil is one fish oil that truly has heart. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Looking through the window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. You're listening to The World in the Window. I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell, our medical co-host. By the way, you heard a commercial talking about Dr. Podell just a few moments ago. I've got some good news and bad news about that. The good news is that so many people have discovered the benefits of seeing Dr. Podell professionally. That his business has become, or his practice has become so popular and so busy that that leads to the bad news. The bad news is because his practice has become so popular and so busy, and he's in such demand that he's not going to be able to co-host the show with us next year as often as he has been in the past. How many years have you been
helping
this
out? This is a bit more than 13. Years.
13 years. Okay. Wow. So, we're happy that you're doing so well, Dr. Podell, but we're also, we're also a little bit sad here that you're not going to be spending as much time with us in the future.
I'll still come by. I think one of the other things, I'll just say what happened, in addition to being fairly busy in the office, a group of us who specialize in chronic fatigue syndrome have gotten a contract from the Center for Disease Control to set up a computerized record to be able to track what happens to the chronic fatigue syndrome patients. And this is going to take for at least the next 3 or 4 months, a tremendous amount of time. We've got to write the algorithms for making this computer work. We've got to get it going. And so that's going to take pretty much all my free time. But I will come in, and I have not forgotten about you.
Okay. Well, we want to thank you for all you've done with us and for us over these past 13 years, and we look forward to, even though it's a little bit more limited, to a continued relationship as time goes on. So thank you. Okay. We had a caller. I guess he couldn't hang on. He was on his car. He had a comment about titanium dioxide. I think he probably took issue with what I said about not worrying about titanium dioxide. His comment apparently was something like, he's not aware that anybody has a titanium deficiency, so why should we take it? So why should we include it like in our supplements?
So why do we include it in our supplements?
Yeah,
there's got to be a reason.
I'll give you several reasons. But, you know, again, what is the... Okay, number one, how do we know that people don't have a titanium deficiency? Do people have a strontium deficiency? You know, do people... there's all sorts of trace elements, trace minerals that we go to great lengths. You know, everybody's so worked up over over getting supplements now that have all of these natural food concentrates and food factors and vitamins that are complexed and fermented and transmogrified with these whole food extracts and fermentation products and everything else to get as much of these natural these elements from the food into our supplements. Why are we worried about one of the natural minerals that are present in the Earth's crust, titanium dioxide, getting into some of our foods and our food supplements? You know, how do we know that there may not be a requirement for titanium? It just maybe hasn't been discovered yet. Maybe the caller has a subclinical deficiency of titanium and doesn't know it. Okay, now why do we add a teensy weensy itsy bitsy amounts of titanium dioxide to supplements? Well, for one thing, it is. Why do we put titanium dioxide on our nose and on our faces to prevent a sunburn? It has a protective action. It blocks UV light. It has a white color. So, in some nutritional supplements, it's used as a coating for its protective effect to enhance the stability of the vitamin. Again, like I said, it's a natural mineral present in nature, and it's only present in itsy bitsy teensy weensy amounts, and I don't understand why it is of concern. Okay. Anyway, so if you want to worry about titanium dioxide, there are plenty of supplements out there that you can look at the label that do not have it on there. If that makes you happy, buy one that doesn't. But I wouldn't, as you can obviously tell, to me it's not something to be concerned about. You know, we have other, you know, there are things that go into nutritional supplements not because of their nutritional value, but they go in to give you a product that works. Disintegrants, for example, things that absorb the moisture, for example, the silicon dioxide. Now, silicon, another good case in point. You have silicon dioxide in these supplements. It's an anti-caking agent. It absorbs water. It's a flow agent. You put the vitamin powder into the hopper and have it be fed into the tablet punch. It has to flow from the hopper into the punch. It has to flow from the funnel into the crevice where it gets punched between the two dyes to form a tablet. You need things like silicon dioxide. Now, silicon dioxide sounds just as bad, perhaps, to you as titanium dioxide, but silicon, we now know, is a nutrient that we have a need for. Maybe titanium is too. Vanadium. We put vanadium into our supplements for osteoporosis. Okay, strontium, vanadium. Don't let the fact that it has a chemical name scare you into thinking that it's for some reason bad. Okay, we might find the headline next week might be that we discovered that a subclinical titanium deficiency is responsible for Alzheimer's disease. Who knows? Okay. Okay. Wasn't that fun? Okay. What time is it here? Okay. We have time. Let's go to our next call. And Odette in Queens, welcome to the World in the Window. How can we help you? Odette, hello.
Oh, yes. Yes. Hello. Thank you.
Okay. Wait, we're ready.
Thing, Life brand kefir is excellent digestive and gluten-free. I take that. It's a liquid, so I take it after my dinner or any other large meal. My mother is in a nursing home and has had bouts in nursing home and in a hospital, and she has been diagnosed through a test in the hospital of not being able to swallow. She has a certain disorder that tightened up the muscles or whatever to prevent that. So the only way to feed her when I bring her every night her dinner is not just liquid things, but liquid with a thickener. And now the nursing home provides, and the hospital also provided a thickener, but I saw that it contains maltodextrin and modified corn or starch. And I was wondering whether there's something a little more natural, less perhaps with side effects, because she has been burping for the first time in her life. She's been burping continuously. So of all the things that she has been eating, that is a new element. And I just wonder whether it might be causing it, or if primarily if there is a thickener for that purpose to make it like baby.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Does she have any food allergies?
No food allergies, except she doesn't like tomatoes, so she never did like tomatoes.
Okay. I would be very much surprised if she has not been getting maltodextrin and what do you say, modified food starch in foods through her whole life, throughout her whole life, okay? These are very common products. Whether you think they aren't natural, they're modified natural substances. I believe they're probably from corn starch, but I'm not absolutely sure. They're just slightly modified versions of some of the starches that occur naturally in things like corn. If she has been ingesting these things all her life and hasn't had allergic reactions to them, I would think that you could rule those out as the possibilities. Sounds like her condition may be such that some of the new problems that you're describing might just be related to her condition. Dr. Podell, am I off base here?
No, I agree.
Yeah, I mean, you should look. She has, you're being faced with a very serious problem. She's got it. If she can't eat the way that you're doing it now, they're going to have to start feeding her either with a tube or intravenously. So if you can manage to get her to eat or to give her food without going that route, I think you should consider yourself lucky. That's just my feeling.
I bought the veggie powder and I mixed that with the water and almond milk. And I've tried also the vitamin C envelopes from Energy C, which seems to thicken that liquid.
Well,
I've been using the Lifeway kefir, which adds to the digestibility and makes it a little thicker. She always liked that.
Yeah, yeah. We have all sorts of liquid, calcium, magnesium, vitamin D supplements. I think we just ran an ad for Blue Bonnet. They have an excellent liquid. Solgar has a liquid calcium. We have liquid multivitamin products. We have liquid multimineral supplements. We have powdered vitamin mixtures as well. So there are many products on the market. I'm not sure that I know which one you've been using. We'll be happy to talk to show you some options and look at what you might now have and let you know whether there's anything better if you want to stop by one of our two stores, 100 Park Avenue or 253 Broadway. Just bring what you have now and we'll show you some other options, okay?
My other question is there a ubiquinol coenzyme Q10 potentially in a liquid format, or is it not amenable to liquid?
Well, there is a liquid CoQ10. To be honest with you, I don't remember if there is a liquid ubiquinol. There might be, but again, it doesn't really matter. You know, it comes in a soft gel, a capsule. You can always take a soft gel and just prick it with a pin and squeeze out the contents of the soft gel and stir it into whatever liquid that you now have. So you don't have to get a liquid. You can use the soft gel and just squeeze it out with the pinprick, okay?
Good. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, Odette, and good luck with your mother. Okay. I think it's time. Yes, it is. It's time for one more quick break. The number here is 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back in just a moment.
Improve whole health and energy with Propolis Plus, the newest product from Dr. O'Hara's line of award-winning supplements. This truly singular supplement fortifies your immune system with an exclusive formula of proven proprietary ingredients. Produced by honeybees, Propolis is used to line their hive and protect it from bacteria, mold, and other pathogens. Brazilian green propolis is especially powerful due to the rare flora in the region where it's harvested. Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus combines this Brazilian green propolis with flax oil omega-3s, complete prebiotic and probiotic support, vitamin E, and astaxanthin. Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, power-packed to strengthen your immune system for optimum health year-round, or as a proactive boost during seasonal change, increased stress, or environmental challenges. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at wilner.com.
As you know, this is Wilner Chemist's 100-year anniversary. We're celebrating this event with sale, contests, and giveaways. Among the items on sale, we have six of our Phytotech herbal supplements featured at one-half price. Here are the products: Echinacea Golden Seal 90 Veggie Caps, Echina Acute Complex Liquids and Liquid Veggie Caps, Immune Complex Liquids, Relax AM and PM Liquids, and Ginkgo Biloba Leaf Liquids and Veggie Caps. All are on sale at one-half price. For more information, go to our website, wilner.com, or call 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemist, your nutritional supplement professional since 1911.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per four tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals. Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back to the last segment of the Wilner Window for today. This is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell, our medical co-host, and we're taking your calls about nutritional supplements, vitamins, minerals, herbs, and we're also talking about measures you can take to improve your supplement regimen, sort of your New Year's resolutions for improved health. Okay, we have Rudy on the phone from Trenton, New Jersey. Let's take the call from Rudy. Welcome. How can we help you?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good morning, good afternoon to you, too. And a good evening on top of that.
I'm a type 2 diabetic, and I just came from the nephrologist last Thursday, and it's around 49. What can I do? I should have it up to around 60. And the only thing you tell me is to minimize my protein intake. What can I do in supplement to improve my kidney?
Okay. Dr. Podell, here, what was the underlying problem?
Was it diabetes?
He had type 2 diabetes, and there's a problem with your kidney. What's wrong with your kidney?
The numbers he gave me was 40. I think it's 49, and he said I should have it up to around 60. But the only thing he tells me is that I should minimize my protein intake.
Okay, yeah. Dr. Pitta, what number are we talking about?
Okay, he's probably talking about the creatinine clearance or some number like that. It's a measure of kidney function. And what it sounds like is that it's modestly below where it should be, and you don't want it to get worse. You're at a level where the kidneys will do everything they need to do, but you don't want to lose more kidney function. I'm afraid that this is a medical issue that you have to work with the doctor. The standard treatment is to lower protein. If you were in my office, I would be looking at things that would improve your diabetes and general function with diabetes, things like alpha-lipoic acid, for instance, fish oil, primrose oil. However, it's tricky once there is a kidney issue, and I think one can't simply give general recommendations. One has to look at the specific individual, and it has to be within the control or with the communication, at least, with your diabetes and kidney specialists.
So there's no supplement?
Rudy, you see, Rudy, the problem is that, you know, when you say kidney problems, there can be a lot of things that are that come under the umbrella of kidney problems. There are products on the market, but they might be more related to kidney stones, for example.
Yeah.
Other products that might be related to infections of the kidney, kidney infections. There are even men's problems that might be kidney related, but they're really more like prostate problems. So
I'm assuming that the problem is that diabetes has damaged the kidney. And we don't have anything that's going to specifically improve the function of the kidney, but we do have a bunch of things that help to control the diabetes better. And indirectly, we would hope that that would prevent further loss of kidney.
Yeah. So Rudy, we have to assume that the underlying problem here is your type 2 diabetes. And that's, you know, do what your doctor said. Look, if your doctor felt that you needed to do more, I would think that he would have told you. All he's doing is saying that you have enough of a problem to warrant reducing your protein intake. And he must think that that's enough. That and, of course, I'm assuming controlling your type 2 diabetes, okay?
No supplement you could recommend that I could take to help control the diabetes type 2 then, if I'm hearing you correctly?
The diabetes? Well, we have a number of things. Dr. Podell just mentioned a few. You want to go back over the items you mentioned, Dr.
Well,
Pell?
In the case, it's lipoic acid. I would put carnitine in there. Most anything that you do when you have kidney function decreased, you have to watch more carefully, because usually most things in the excess, you just urinate them out. That doesn't always happen when the kidney function is down. But something like carnitine can be measured. It tends to get low with the kidney being low. Carnitine's important, involved in mitochondrial energy metabolism. And so that, the fish oil, primrose oil, lipoic acid, general B vitamin, and others, but I think that's enough for now.
Are you controlling your diabetes fairly well, Rudy?
Well, my A1C is 6.8. My A1C.
Okay. Does that mean yes?
It's not totally controlled. No, it's not totally controlled. But how many lipoic acid must I take? How much lipoic acid must I take?
I think 300 milligrams once or twice a day. There's regular alpha-lipoic acid, and there's a sustained release. You want to get 300 to, if I recall correctly, 300 to 500 milligrams, I think, is the normal daily dose.
Right,
Dr. Podell, does that sound right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much, and have a nice holiday.
Okay. You too, Rudy. Okay, Dr. Podell, look, we have a couple minutes here, and I never really gave you a chance to chime in with your little pet suggestions or recommendations for people to as to what they might do better for next year in their nutritional regimen. Did you have anything that you wanted?
I mean, the simple basics are you basically try to eliminate the junk food. That is high animal fat, which means meat and dairy fat, you want to moderate. And you want to take any processed sugars and even processed carbohydrates, you want to reduce those. You want to increase the colored fruits and vegetables. You want to have a decent amount of fish. Those are basics. Broad-based multivitamin, I think most everyone should be taking a fish oil supplement. And beyond that, I think the wisest thing, well, you can either go to the doctor, and you can, almost anything you can name, almost every nutrient you can name can be tested for so you can get the level. On the other hand, if you're not going to be in the testing business, a broad-based concept in addition to the fish oil and the multivitamin might be a multi-B, it might be a multi-mineral. N-acetylcysteine, particularly important during the winter time when there are lots of infections. Certainly vitamin D, and there I do recommend you get the level checked. And depending on if you have an illness, there may be increase or decrease of any particular nutritional. So that's my my best wishes for the January resolution.
Okay. All right. A couple things that I would add that we haven't covered yet. I think one particular nutrient that should be highlighted for many people is magnesium. I think that many of the average person out there gets told about calcium with vitamin D. They're told to take a calcium supplement. They don't take enough magnesium. And I think instead of thinking calcium and vitamin D, I think you should be thinking calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D. So that's one recommendation I would make for your next year's resolution. Dr. Podell mentioned the colored fruits and colored vegetables because they're rich in these phytonutrients, these phytoantioxidants, the antiox phytocomplex. A product that we recommend all the time is an easy solution to that as well. Okay, with having said that, you can hear the music. We're going to have to pause for this short message. This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did. Okay, well, it looks as if it's time for us to wind things down for this week. I want to tell you this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by New Chapter, the makers of Immunity Take Care Lozenges and Holy Basil 4 Soft Gels. Both are now on sale at one-half price at Wilner Chemists. New Chapter, a company that trusts the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrates. Plenty of titanium in there. You're invited to visit us at either Wilner Chemist store in Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, a block south of Grand Central Terminal, or downtown at 253 Broadway, right across from City Hall. We want to thank Dr. Podell, Noah, Ira.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you've enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer.
This has been a podcast from WOR.